good morning, everybody. So, Shlishi of Bamidbar, then we have the continuation of Kasher Yachanu Keniso, and possibly that I've referred to a number of times, but I want to speak about more at length today. Yishal Tiglo V'yososav Yisav Osam Yachanu Bnei Yisrael Mineged Saviv Lo'omid Yachanu. We already know the Chitas Rashi, Mineged Saviv Lo'omid Yachanu, that you can get there even on Shabbos. The idea is that the Midbar Sinai always has to be accessible and reached within reach of the Olmoid. That's number one. Yishal Tiglo V'yososav Yisav Osam. So the Ramban takes the position, right, that they had the logo of the Shevet, as it were. Yehuda had the Aryeh on it, and Dan had the Nesher on it, and Ephraim had the Shor, Bechor Shor Hadar Lo. Rashi takes the position, as we've noted, again, another point of connection between, the Ohel Moed and the Midbar Sinai, that the color of the flag, Yishal de Glovi Ososav Esav Osam, so the Tseva of the flag matched the Tseva of the, of the Evan, of the Avnei Miluim, on the Choshen, which again is another reminder, the Kohen Gadol has me in mind, Va'yu Alev Aharon in the Mishkan. That's another perspective. The perspective that I wanted to develop even more fully was the second, this is Zvar Acher and Rashi, Yishal Diglo V'yososo V'yosav Osam, Be'os Shemasar Lahem Yaakov Aviyem, that the, encampments at Degel Machane Yehuda, including Yisachar and Zvulun, Degel Machane Reuven, including Shimon and Gad, Degel Machne Ephraim, including Menashe and Binyamin, Degel Machne Dan, including Asher and Naphtali, and Ayin Sham and Ramban's beautiful essay about Yehuda representing Melucha and traveling first and being paired with Torah of Yisachar and the Pragmati of Zvulun, and the second Machne defined by Reuven, Degel Machne Reuven, is defined by Reuven as a Baal Tshuva, and Tshuva is Shni LaTorah. The very, very beautiful essay that Ramban has there, but be that as it may, that entire scheme was developed by Yaakov Avinu, but Osha Masulam Yaakov Avinu, that even in his Misa, and this was the choreography of his funeral, and his Levaya, so he had the different Shvatim, right, encamped, around either side. So on the eastern side of the Aron, you had Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. On the western side of the Aron, you had Menashe, Ephraim, and Binyamin. In the southern side, you would have Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. On the northern side, you would have Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. That was the Osha Masulam Yaakov Aviyam. So what's the point here? It's quite obvious that, as we said, the Ohel Moed is Vasili Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Socham, is the repository of the Shechina. And the Mishkan here is in the place of Yaakov Avinu, and the idea was that as long as, Yaakov was, B'chayim, and Yaakov was, Merkava L'Shechina, as we always refer to the Avos, not, God forbid, to, ascribe divine qualities to the Avos, that of course would be heretical. We don't believe in that, but, V'alach Bedrachav, or rather, Uvo Sidbak, Uvo Sidbakun, Dveikos Bashem, Yidavik B'talmidei Chachamim, right, the way that we experienced Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world is, very much, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim, is they are walking Sifrei Torah, and they're ambassadors of divine knowledge and divine values. Afilu Sichas Chulin Shel Talmidei Chachamim Torah, Yisal Kav V'Chomer, Ben Mno Shel Kav V'Chomer, it's not just true of Talmidei Chachamim, but it's especially true of, the Avos Ha'uma, that, Yaakov was the repository for Shechina in his lifetime, and Kol Zman was B'chayim, there's a reason that, Enei V'Liban Shel Yisrael were open, and, Kevan Shemes Yaakov, right, Nistimu Enei V'Liban Shel Yisrael, there was a sense of alienation, a sense of Hester Panim. There's no other way about it. We can't avoid that. That's just part of, life. So again, in the absence of the Mishkan, the same challenge still applies. That's my whole motif here in introducing Sefer Bamidbar, is that it's our Sefer. It's our challenge of living a life of synthesis of the Ohel Moed, interacting with the Midbar Sinai, which makes the role of Talmidei Chachamim so vital and so critical, so foundational, because the Maga, the contact with the Talmidei Chachamim, is really what gives us our sense of direction, and what gives us our sense, of the divine person. Which is not to say that, again, a person should suffice with that, and Hidavik b'Talmidei Chachamim is some kind of a replacement for Talmud Torah, and for Tefillah, and for Chesed. But the Talmidei Chachamim serve as a way for us to learn those things. They teach us the path towards Hashem, and the best ones are Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. The best ones are actually those who encourage independence and who encourage people to get on their own feet. So that's number one. And number two, they provide us, Vayisalanu Le'inayim, to borrow that idea, they provide us with direction and guidance in our lives in all kinds of different ways, all kinds of critical ways, and, you know, irreplaceable ways. And so the idea of Yaakov Avinu, Ba'osha Masalam Yaakov Avi, I mean, the choreography here, he's the, in place of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was just the place where we communed with Hashem, Vesele Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Socham. So Yaakov, right, was the way that we interacted with the Shekhinah, so to speak, the way that, you know, taught us about the Derech Hashem in his lifetime. And even after, you know, Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, that's, so it falls back into that area. You know, Tein LiYavne V'Chachameha becomes, you know, an even more important vehicle in the absence of Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yira'e Kol Zechurcha Ba'os Shemaser Lahem Yaakov Avihem.